Congratulations, first of all, a new two-year contract at Sheffield Wednesday. Just how important was it for you to stay with the Owls?
Well, first, thanks, and obviously, yeah, ever since the end of last season, it was just, I wanted to stay. It was just getting the deal sorted, really. So, yeah, I'm glad it's done with now, and I can look forward to next season.
You had a really good year last year, didn't you? 6 goals and some important goals as well.
Yeah, I did. It was something I'd been working on, really, to try and chip in now and again with a goal. And it's something hopefully I can build on next year and hopefully get a few more.
Is there anything in particular that you worked on last year which led to that success in front of goal?
I suppose to get into the box more, really. Just to, obviously, you know, the goal, most goals are scored in the area, so it was more just getting into the positions, and I knew once I was there I could find the target, so yeah, I was happy with that.
Because those types of players are quite vital, and while a lot of attention is on strikers and wide players to score goals, if you can get them from central midfield as well, that's a huge benefit for a team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It was obviously goals are coming from everywhere last season, so to chip in from midfield, it's nice, and yeah, hopefully I can continue that. Hopefully can build on last season, kick on a bit more. And I think, I'm not sure what the plans are, but hopefully get a few more players in that are going to contribute goal-wise as well. So, yeah, that's what the plan is, I think.
I was speaking to the head coach, Stuart Gray, about an hour ago, and I asked him to define your role, because you're not a number 10, are you? You're not a holding midfielder. So how would you describe yourself as a midfield player?
I think it's an all-rounder, really. Maybe a box-to-box. I like getting forward. I've got to work hard, really. I just got a good stamina, so, yeah. Obviously, just kind of an all-rounder, really, I'd say.
Were there many other teams showing a lot of interest there, Kieran, or was it always about staying with Wednesday?
There was interest in other teams, to be honest. Ideally, I always planned to stay at Sheffield Wednesday. It was just in case something didn't work out for some reason. But, yeah, once we agreed, I was delighted to stay, and that's all I wanted to do, really. There was all Championship clubs, but once I'd kind of agreed with Sheffield Wednesday, it was always the main priority to stay there, and yeah, so really, in the end, it was quite simple, I'm glad that it's worked out now.
There's a good group at Wednesday, isn't there? And we saw that at the end of the Rotherham game, the celebrations there. You seem like quite a hard-working bunch who get on with each other as well. How important is it for the club to keep the other players who are out of contract as well? You know, the likes of a Jose Semedo, for example, or a Chris Kirkland, players like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think the togetherness of the squad's a big part of why I wanted to stay as well, just because the atmosphere in the dressing room and everything's really good, so. And the good players as well. Hopefully we can get them all sorted out and signed, but yeah, we'll just have to wait and see what happens with all the other players, really.
There seems to be the structure of a team that can go on now and challenge for whether it's the top six or even more than that. And of course there's going to need to be players added to this as well, Kieran, but it seems like at least there's a good spine of the team there.
Yeah, I agree. We've obviously got to build around what we had last season, improve on it. Obviously score a few more goals as well. I think that was the main thing that let us down last season. So, yeah, hopefully we can build on that and progress.
And can we just get a word on the head coach as well, Stuart Gray? Just how does he sort of fit into things? How good has he been for the players and for yourself in particular?
Yeah, all the lads have all the respect for him. It was another reason why I wanted to stay as well. I've got a good relationship with him and enjoy playing for him. So, yeah, I think it's important that for the players that he's there. He's a bit of all around, really. He does a lot of all the coaching. He's easy to speak to. You kind of know what you get with him, and he instills like the confidence in the players to play freely. So, yeah, I think all the players enjoy playing for him. So, it's good. It's good, really. Yeah.
It's a big summer for Sheffield Wednesday, isn't it? There's some very ambitious owners at the club now, and they don't want to hang about. They're talking about the top flight and wanting to get there. Presumably over the course of this two-year deal, Kieran, you want to help the team get into the Premier League?
Yeah, hopefully that's a target. It's something that obviously every club in the league will be targeting, really. So we know it'll be difficult, but yeah, we've got to aim high and hopefully we can.
And the head coach has also talked about you getting into double figures next season, having got 6 in the previous term. That seems very realistic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that would be a target for me anyway. I think 6 last season. I missed quite a bit of the season for injury as well. So hopefully I can stay fit. And then, yeah, I think it's a realistic target for me.
Is there anything you'd like to say to the fans as well? They're very excited about the fact that you signed. It seems to be sort of kicking off the summer now as players will sign and others will come in to Sheffield Wednesday. Is there anything you'd like to say to the supporters?
Yeah, I think to obviously the fans, I think that's probably the biggest reason why I wanted to stay. The support I've had from them has been outstanding, really. They've really warmed me. So, yeah, I'd obviously just want to thank them for everything and hopefully we can have a successful couple of years.